What's up, everybody, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. I'm your host today, Jorge.
What?
We're just some average guys talking about nerdy things. I think I did that wrong, but we're just going to keep going anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, we're not your boys anymore.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just some average guys talking about nerdy things. And I'm your host for today, Jorge. Joined by me, we have all sports finest.
That's right.
The master of volleyball.
I don't want to grow up.
And the legend himself, all-time scoring record breaker.
Hi. You know, you didn't say everyone's name. After.
I know. Wait, you didn't say anyone's name.
Wait, is that supposed? Yeah. Oh,
that's right. I was like, is he gonna say Av's name?
Hold on. One last time. What's up, everybody, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a couple of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'm your host for this evening, Jorge. And today we are joined by Vallejo's finest, Jay.
That's right.
The master of volleyball, Dave.
I don't want to grow up.
The all-time record-breaking scorer and the legend himself, Av.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hello.
What's up, everybody? And if you couldn't tell by our intro, today we're going to be talking about sports. But maybe we should address the elephant in the room.
Yes, we should.
So, usually Juan is the host of our show, but huge congratulations to him and his wife because they just had a newborn baby.
Yes.
Welcome to the world, Ben. We're so happy to have a new average nerd to join us. But yeah, so we're going to let Juan enjoy his time with his newborn baby. And we're going to try to see if I can, if any of us can do his job.
Carry the torch.
Thank you.
We will hold down the fort.
Hold down the fort.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's also been a little bit of a while since we all got together to record a podcast. We've been doing a lot of Twitch streams lately, which has been a lot of fun, but it does feel good to get back to get into an episode again.
Yeah.
twitch.tv/theaveragenerdpodcast.
Yeah. Also, we have bingo squares. If you like to play along, shout out to Andrew New Beardland for creating our bingo
cards.
Bingo cards. Online yes. cards. So if you'd like to play along, you can
podcastbingo.com/averagenerd.
Yeah. Whoop, and you can also check out our link tree. There it is. But yeah, you could also check out our link tree. I think we have it in there as well on our Instagram and on our Twitter. Yep. Yeah.
It's definitely there.
So, just like we do on every episode, we're going to start off with a getting to know you question. And today's
our
getting
GTK,
to know you question.
You
our
would.
GTK. Oh, that's what it is. Our GTK of the day is. What's our GTK?
What is it? How about? What's your favorite sports movie?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, I like that one. Yeah. What's your favorite sports movie? Would you like to start, Jay?
Oh, no. I could. I don't know. There's a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
But
there's so many.
One of the sports movies that usually pops in my head whenever I think about sports movies is Friday Night Lights. You guys all seen Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
So the one where what's his name again? The main actor is like...
Billy Bob.
I don't want
Billy Bob.
Yeah,
Billy Bob.
Yeah, it's a movie about a high school football team and the struggles of playing in one of the most tense and high-level high school football,
states,
I don't know, divisions,
yeah.
states.
Yeah,
yeah in
Texas,
the U.S.
Yeah.
Odessa.
They made that into a TV show too, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That TV show it's one of my favorite TV shows, I think, of all time, Friday Night Lights. It's about football and life. In general, it's good. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Both movie and TV show.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Dave, how about you?
Oh, well, as some of you may know, sports are my favorite topic.
Sporty ball.
Yes.
Sporty ball.
Of course, you guys could tell I'm being a little sarcastic there. But from what counts, I would say I do have a few sports movies that I did enjoy growing up. Say like Space Jam with the Looney Tunes, because I was a big Looney Tunes fan. A League of Their Own with like Tom Hanks and Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And then Cutting Edge. I don't know if you guys remember that
one. That's a deep cut right there.
Deep cut. Yeah, but it was about a hockey player that I think he got injured, right? So then like he couldn't continue playing with his team. So then another, professional ice skater, I forget, figure art skater?
Figure skater.
Moira Kelly, her partner got injured during one of their practices, and I think they had a big competition coming up. So the former hockey player became her partner, and then you just kind of watch them work through that whole transition, and there's a lot of drama and romance. And yes, but you guys would think that 90s. That kind of sounds like my favorite movie from when I was talking about it, but. But my favorite is actually Karate Kid. I mean,
wax on, wax off.
I mean, I had a lot of, you know, my cousins and my siblings are all big fans. My dad used to, when I was little and I'd get hurt, he used to do the whole Mr. Miyagi, like clap his hand and then do the...
He would clap. And
my dad did the same thing.
So. Definitely, yeah, that movie has a place in my heart, along with the new TV series on YouTube Premium first, but now on Netflix, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, if you guys haven't watched Cobra Kai, and if you're a fan of The Karate Kid, you've got to go check it out. I mean, it's so good. It's really good.
I feel like I'm being personally attacked.
Oh, no. Not at all. This is for anyone listening that
hasn't seen it yet, Jay.
I just highly recommend it. It's not like, at least it's not like Juan with My Hero. I've been trying to get watch My Hero. Yes. Awesome. Av, how about you?
A lot of sports is pretty like a major part of my life. Movies, of course, back in the 80s and 90s, there's so much like Dave mentioned, all, you know, The Karate Kid, Cutting Edge was in the 90s, early 90s. In the late 90s, I was a big baseball fan. That's when I really started watching like baseball because the A's and Giants were both pretty good here in the Bay Area.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, the Bay Bridge series and all. Major League was one of my favorites with Ricky Wilding Vaughn and Joe Boo. And I loved baseball. So watching that film, I mean, it's just if you love baseball, you're going to enjoy that movie. Yeah, you know, they're
underdogs. Did you ever consider getting that funky rear little cut? Little haircut
I did,
that he
yeah.
Had?
Yeah. I think my cousin did back then. So I was like, oh, man, he got one before me. I wasn't going to do it. But yeah, it's pretty good movie. Like I said, if you're a baseball fan, you probably have watched Major League already. So
Major League is up there for me, too.
Yeah. There's another movie that I enjoy watching, like, repeatedly. Is Kingpin.
Kingpin. I haven't seen Kingpin.
It's a bowling movie.
It's the bowling one, yeah.
With Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray, and I think it's Randy Quaid.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, Bill Murray plays the bad guy in the film.
Really?
And it's pretty funny.
His character... When we say when Av says bad guy, I mean,
it's not that type of movie, but he's the antagonist.
I guess he's like the rival, yeah,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Back in the like mid '90s, I was really into bowling, so that's another movie that like, oh man, I got to watch this thing. It's about bowling, and it's it turned out to be really funny. So yeah, it's one of those movies that it comes on like TBS or TNT, and I just get stuck watching it. So.
I have a few myself. Like, I can't choose because growing up, there was actually, I'd say in the 90s, early 2000s, there was a lot of really good sports movies. There's a ton of honorable mentions that I have. I don't think I'm going to say there's a favorite. I'm just going to name them all. We don't have to linger on them too long. But you got Mighty Ducks 2. You got The Sandlot. had the Space Jam. Yeah. Right? You got Space Jam. All of these Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Classic.
Feel the rhythm. Movie. Feel the ride. Get on up. Yeah. It's bobsled time.
Yeah. Exactly. I need to rewatch that. I think it's on Disney Plus.
And John Candy.
It probably is. Yeah.
Yeah. John Candy. Yes. Is, yes. Yeah. RIP. Yeah. So yeah, there's all those greats from just growing up. And I remember watching those a lot. I had the DVD for The Sandlot. I think it was DVD. I don't know if it was VHS or DVD. One of those. But
there's a lot.
Today,
yeah, there is a lot. There's a lot of good movies.
There's a ton from that era. I mean, even now, there's so many. I'm forgetting. Oh, Coach Carter. Yeah, Coach Carter. That was a good one. Kind of early 2000s.
And there was like all of those movies that were like Mighty Ducks with just all the other sports. There was like Little Giants.
Yeah.
Little Big Giants. Green. Yeah. Yes.
One that's newer that I
man,
I
can
really
I change my
appreciate.
Answer for favorite sports movie?
That was a good movie.
There's
though,
a lot, right?
A like it's Little Giants with
Little Giants
was Ed O'Neill.
And they had the they took the what was it like the Alka-Seltzer pills to make them look like they were crazy.
Yeah.
There's one that's out. I guess it was a more recent movie that definitely stands out. 42. If you haven't seen 42, I highly recommend seeing 42. And it also stars the late Chadwick Boseman. So rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. He's had a long list of great portrayals. And 42, he plays Jackie Robinson. And so it's a lot of history in that movie. Great acting. It's pretty good. I highly recommend it. Thank you all for sharing that. Those are all good answers. The cool thing about sports is, I mean, it's such a big genre to just say sports alone. There's so many different subgenres you could go into. For one, you could talk about all the different sports. I mean, I feel like we could have an episode alone on each sport. You could have an episode on certain players. Like imagine if we wanted to talk about Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or somebody, I'm sure we could find the time to talk about it throughout a whole episode. But I think today we're kind of just going to introduce ourselves into the genre and go over some of the more simpler things and the basics. So with that being said, do any of you follow any sports teams or do you have any favorite teams, favorite athletes? Av, maybe you can start off with this one.
So like I said, sports was pretty huge, and especially in my youth, because I was introduced to football at an early age, like in the early 80s. My dad was into football, so I don't know if he did this on purpose, because back in the day, so there was two football teams, right? The 49ers and the Raiders. And so I have a younger brother. He's 2 years younger than I am, and so we're big sports fans. I don't know if he pitted it. He like chose the teams for us so we wouldn't like the same team. But I grew up liking the Raiders, and my younger brother is a big Niner fan. So we've been like that all our life. I mean, we didn't hate each other for it, but it was just we had our separate teams. So yeah, I followed the Raiders all my life. They started in Oakland, they left for LA. When I was a kid, when they left for LA in I think 83, 84, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know where LA was. I probably didn't know where Oakland was when I was younger. So it didn't really faze me. And then they moved back in the mid 90s, they moved back to Oakland. I was a teenager at the time, so I was like, "Oh cool, they're back, you know, in the Bay Area, so I'm still going to root for them." Now them leaving for Las Vegas, kind of as an adult fan, I'm kind of bothered by it. I mean, I'm still going to root for them because it's hard to shake, you know, it's your childhood team. It's hard to just say like, I'm going to drop them because they left. Yeah. I'm still, when I see that silver and black, it still gets me like, man, this is so
it's,
even
it's
though
always interesting when that happens with teams, because it's like, it's always a 50-50. Some fans are like, oh, I'm going to love them no matter where they go. And there's some teams that are like, yo, if you hate my city, get out.
Yeah, I was like that at first when I heard they were going to leave. I'm like, I can't believe they're doing that to Oakland. And I didn't grow up in Oakland, but, you know, I pretty much rooted for all East Bay teams. But yeah, this time around, it's like, yeah, I'll because football is one of the sports that I could pretty much watch any game. So it doesn't really bother me. But like in the end, I'm still rooting for the Raiders. If there's a game on or multiple games on, it's the Raider game that I'll probably be watching. And then, like I said, East Bay teams, I'm an Oakland A's fan. He did that with I guess he did that with the baseball teams too, because my brother is a big Giants fan and I'm a bigger A's fan. And then, you have the Warriors and then the San Jose Sharks, because I'm a hockey fan as well. So those are the, I mean, four major sports. Those are my teams that I follow. And then just quick for favorite players, it's kind of, I don't know if anybody's going to even know this. I mean, there's people that hopefully listen and know about this. But growing up, you know, I like I said, I like hockey. And Mario Lemieux is probably like my most like favorite player of all time in any sports.
Overall,
I think. And I like sports. Like, I'm a big fan, like Curry, Jordan, all those guys. But Lemieux, I don't know what it is about him. When I first started like watching hockey, I honestly don't know how I started liking the Penguins or even Lemieux, because he wasn't the biggest star. I mean, everyone knows who Gretzky is, and Lemieux was kind of like Gretzky-esque, but in a different body. This dude was like, I guess what really, like, I was captivated by him was, you know, his size. He was like a 6'5" center that played with finesse, you know.
Le Magnifique.
And, and you know, he went through all, he had cancer. He had to stop playing hockey for a while. He came back and still played well. And I think the fact that he wasn't the great one, but he was, I think if he stayed healthy, he would have been as good as Wayne Gretzky. But yeah, he's just the finesse play, I think, just to see him skate. And it's just odd. Like, when I used to tell people that I watched hockey, especially in Daly City as a little Filipino kid, people would look at me like, what are you doing watching hockey? Yeah. So it's just a sport that, when I first started watching, it's just like, man, it's so like nice and smooth. And well, if you're playing it right, yeah, it's just, it's not an easy sport to play for sure, but it's just it's a really, really, really fun sport to play. That was a little long winded. There you go.
Well, I could piggyback off of that a little bit, because you're talking about how smooth hockey is, and like, I love hockey. I've been following hockey a little bit off and on when I was younger, but then I really started to hit it when I got older. But my only problem with hockey is that it's so smooth, and the way that like the skates on the ice and everything, like a lot of times when I'm watching it, just the sound be putting me to sleep. and it sucks, because it's like I be falling asleep, and it's not even because it's boring. It's just because of the sounds of the skates on the ice are just kind of like melodic. But
yeah,
no, hockey's cool. I get down with hockey. It's a rough patch right now, where, you know, as a Sharks fan too,
it's that
rebuild time. But
it's like, can they get over the hump, really?
It's tough, but yeah, it's been close. I follow hockey. Well, I'm a Sharks fan. I follow all the major sports. I don't follow them as closely as I used to. Part of the reason that I don't have live TV anymore right now, but yeah, of course, being in the Bay Area, Warriors fan, diehard, like super Warriors fan, even during the dark days of you know, a bunch of rando people that we've brought in and out of the Warriors organization.
I didn't touch on that. The Warriors are.
It's tough for me, because when I was growing up, it was like after the Run TMC era, and it was just all dark days when I was young. It was just, you know.
Yeah, it was like randos. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough when you're younger, and that's why you kind of gravitate to the teams or the players that are doing well, right?
Yeah, because
your teams are with the Warriors. It was a little different, I think, for a lot of fans here in the Bay Area. I think it's because of the two-team baseball and the two-team football. Mm. For basketball being so popular, there's only one team. Yeah. So everybody has a team in common.
Naturally gravitated together.
There's no beef.
That's
amongst
the crossover right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you might have a Sac fan.
Yeah, Sacramento Kings. The Kings.
There's some Kings fans. Lakers too. There's a lot of Lakers fans.
Yeah, Lakers. That's because of
winning. We were talking about how like the Warriors just weren't winning.
Yeah,
right. People like following winners, but
I
followed the Warriors a lot. And then baseball, I'm a big Giants fan. I'm a huge Giants fan. And baseball for me growing up was like the sport. That was like the thing. The sport that I follow the most right now isn't even one of the major sports, like at least here. But I follow F1 a lot. I'm a big F1 person.
For those of us who don't know, or anyone listening, what's F1 exactly?
Formula One racing. It's basically, some people would argue it's the pinnacle of motorsports. But
Yeah. Well, were we going to Funko HQ? And then I think you're like watching it on your phone or something.
Yeah,
like,
for, like, I probably was.
The grand opening and stuff. It's like, yeah. What are you
in line watching an F1 race? But, yeah, F1 is my main thing. It's a little weird because like the past few years in F1, it's been kind of dominated by one team, but I just like rooting for my team, even if I know that they're not going to win. It's a weird dynamic with like racing because it's, you know, most other sports, it's, you're kind of pitted against each other and you kind of know it's either this team or that team kind of thing. F1, it's kind of like that too, but I can root for, I just got to be better than the guy behind me kind of thing. And as long as I do better than the other guy, if my team does better than that team, I'm happy. So that's my main thing. Red Bull Racing, Formula One, it's my go-to right now.
Well, you don't want to be known as a fair weather fan though, so you got to stick with your team.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no matter what. Yeah.
For sure. Dave, do you follow any sports or any players or anything?
No, I don't really. I mean, like, I guess you could say, like, I don't really follow a lot of like the, I don't know if you could say them like that, they're like the main sports of like football, baseball, basketball and stuff, but I do follow like the Olympics because I don't really watch sports, but when the Olympics come on, I'm like watching it a lot. And like I follow a lot of like the indoor and beach volleyball matches, and those get really exciting just because you get to see like a whole bunch of like people from all over the world, like the best of the best
trying to, like, really really compete legit.
Yes. Yeah. And even like the Winter Olympics too, with like figure skating. Oh, and even Summer Olympics, the gymnastics, I really enjoy those because that takes a lot of like training and like attention to your craft and just a lot of like precision that goes into like your form and everything. So I really like appreciate that.
You got to name that top tier Winter Olympic sport though. Come on.
Oh yeah. The one that we should probably try to make our own team. One
we got a team, the average nerd team.
The average nerd team. Or the average curling nerds.
The average nerd curling team.
Yeah. Wait, is that the one where you're like going back and forth, like
you sweep the ice.
Like someone has to like, do that fancy like letting
the slide over. Yeah. they throw the rock,
and then everyone's just like, we could totally do ice.
That. Yeah,
we should try that.
Is there even a place? Can you even find a place?
I
to
think
do that?
There's a spot local that does it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's try it out. Let's do that. That sounds fun.
It's funny because Zav was just talking about like fair weather like fans and everything, but like I feel like the Olympics is like the ultimate pass to be a fair weather fan, because whenever I watch the Olympics, whatever's on, right, I just look at who is there and I just pick a country and I'm just like, all right, I'm rooting for you guys today, let's go, let's get this done.
I mean, aside from that, I guess this one's a little debatable because it could count as sport, but then it also counts as entertainment. And I mean sports is entertainment, but then I guess it's kind of produced in a way. This is wrestling. So like I used to follow a lot of your WCW and WWF back in the day before WWE, like especially during the Attitude Era of wrestling. Like I was a big fan of like the NWO, Hollywood, Wolfpack, D-Generation X. The Corporation and everything, and Nation of Domination and the Brood, all the the goth vamps, the vampire wrestlers and all.
All those factions.
Yeah, definitely. I would say like out of that, my most favorite athletes, just honorable mentions to the Four Horsemen, specifically the lineup of Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Dean Malenko, and Chris Benoit, rest in peace.
That was your Four Horsemen?
That was my Four Horsemen.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
I was like, that's all the Four Horsemen I remember.
Dean Malenko was in the Four.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit, I feel like they brought a whole like technical side of wrestling.
Benoit was a good wrestler, man. Yeah. He was crazy, but he was good.
Oh, yeah. And there's like, you know, your classic Hulk Hogan and Bret Hart and Sting, Chris Jericho. But my favorite, I would say, is The Rock, because I mean, he has like the skill, but also the charisma to like get a crowd excited. And I think that's one part of sports that I think a lot of like top athletes need to have, is to be a really good entertainer. And he even like broke through into like the acting scene.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say like The Rock is up there for me for favorite athlete.
I definitely think he was one of the most successful post sport, mm-hmm. right? Like definitely be The Rock.
Post wrestling.
Yeah.
Post
wrestling. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, you got like John Cena and Batista too, but not as successful as The Rock and stuff.
Yeah. I think he was like one of the highest paid actors at some point. Whoa. The highest. I think that like kind of teeter totters. You get people peeking up and then somebody else gets paid higher or something like that. Yeah. But I think he reached that at some point.
I believe it. I mean, like there's like a point where he'd have like 2 to 3 movies out in 1 year, even more.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just a little fact check. 2 years in a row, highest paid male actor.
Male actor.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
June 2019, June 2020.
Wow. Oh, what? That's this year and last year.
Yeah. What the heck? Well, he had hella movies out.
Yeah,
right?
He did. He's also got a show, Ballers.
Yeah, Ballers, yeah. He might be the biggest, biggest crossover for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. What about you, Jorge? I'd say our name, The Average Nerd, is totally fitting for this category. I'm a super average sports fan. I think when you just speaking of like in general, just sports, I do root for local teams. For basketball, I'm a quote unquote Warriors fan, but I don't like to say that I'm a Warriors fan because I know there's real diehard Warriors fans out there. But of course, I like to watch Warrior games. I enjoy the Warriors.
Sounds like a fan to me.
Yeah. I'm not one of those people that watches every game. I don't know. I couldn't tell you stats on like a lot of players. I couldn't even tell you players on other teams. I think that's what makes me an average fan, is I only know the name of some Warriors players. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just wouldn't categorize myself as like a huge fan or anything, but I do watch and I do enjoy. I've been to Warriors games at Oracle. I still haven't gone to the new stadium. I don't know if any of you guys got a chance to check out the new
one.
Not yet.
Not even baseball too. They had like that walkthrough.
Oh, you did a walkthrough?
No, they had it, but I didn't get to go.
Oh. Yeah. Baseball too. I've been watching the Giants my whole life. A lot of the sports teams that I'm into now were embedded because my dad was into those sports teams. So the Giants, I've been a Giants fan like my whole life. I've gone to tons of Giants games. Outside of them winning the 3 World Series and maybe a Barry Bonds era, I didn't watch too many games. Even currently, I haven't been watching that many games. So that's why I say I'm like just an average fan. But there's one sport that I'm definitely, I feel like I do enjoy like to the fullest, which is football. And ever since I started playing, I've been a Niner fan, my whole life. But ever since I started playing fantasy football,
Changes everything. Man,
that changes the game.
Everything.
It turns football into a whole new game when you start, or when you give fantasy football a chance. I think it's the perfect amount of games. You got like 16 weeks or 17 weeks, and you get the playoffs and you get the Super Bowl. And each week you don't have to worry about, man, there's a game this day. It's really just Thursday, Sunday, Monday for the most part. The cool thing about fantasy football is you build this team with all these different players from all these different teams. So now as you're watching on Sunday, you get to enjoy every game because there's like a player on all these different teams that you're rooting for. And you're almost watching somebody every game and trying to keep up with the stats, and just so you can be ahead within fantasy football. So that really changed the game for me. I've been playing fantasy football, I don't know, maybe 9 years, the last decade I've been playing fantasy football.
Yeah.
So yeah, so football is probably the one sport that I think I maybe know the most of. I don't know it all, but I know the most football.
Yeah. That, like you said, it definitely changed the game for everybody that played fantasy football or plays fantasy football, because you do watch, you follow every game because you're going to see who's doing what or who's on your team, make sure they're scoring or what they're scoring is. Like you, I've been playing for a super long time. I think it's since, I want to say like 2004 or something like that. It's been a long time, and it's one of those things, like the whole weekly thing. You don't have to worry about every day, you worry about the week. But yeah, it changed the game.
I think that's what makes fantasy football perfect in terms of like as a fan, is because, you know, they have fantasy baseball, they have fantasy basketball, but because the games are randomly spread out throughout the week, it's like, it's borderline impossible for like someone to manage on an average time.
Yeah.
You have to really, really want to like dig in and work.
Yeah. That's one reason I stopped playing like fantasy baseball and fantasy basketball because it's, there's games daily.
Yeah. Your lineup has to change. Like, I got to change my lineup tomorrow and then the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You spend so much time on fantasy football already. You just don't know, have time.
The amount of time that it's spread out between each game, it allows you though to be a good fantasy football player because you have all this time to study up on all the stats on all the players you need to worry about. I mean, okay, so I started a fantasy football league with my family, and not everyone in my family watches football. This is probably some of their first times like really diving into it as far as watching multiple games, but I always tell people it's pretty easy. Like if you just go based on a point system, if you like to win games like video games or anything else, and you just follow a basic point system and you try to get the most points you can, the app does a lot of the work for you as far as like predicting how many points a player is going to get.
I was going to ask, because then I know you guys have been trying to get me onto fantasy football for a while. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll understand how to even play.
Just put the guy that has the biggest number next to his name.
Yeah.
One of my cousins was like, well, I'm just going to pick the guy with the biggest muscles and just see how that goes.
There you go.
So there's, I mean, you know, like you, any,
it's
any
pretty level easy. Of fantasy, it's pretty, pretty easy now. Back when I first started, you had to pay extra to get, like real-time points.
Oh.
They would calculate all the points the day after. So everything will be counted like Monday or Tuesday. So you would have to wait to see if you won or not. But you would do it in your head. I would do it in my head and write down scoring system, the scoring and what my players did. So it was more work back then. If you didn't want to pay the extra to get the real-time scoring, and I didn't want to pay real-time scoring, so I waited. But yeah, it's so easy now. Yeah, you don't have to really know about football if you just want to play and try and have fun or to learn. If you want to learn, it's
a good way to learn. That's a good point. It's a
like
good
I, way to learn. I understand how to play football and everything too, but I would say like, I don't know, like it kind of flew over me, but is there a way that you guys could kind of explain to me how it works, or is it kind of more complex than that?
You want to sum it up for you? I mean, I can sum it up pretty, I can try to sum it up as simple as possible.
I think if you got it, go for it.
So basically you do this thing with fantasy football where you pick people from all across the NFL, and basically week to week, depending on how that group of people you picked do in their actual game compared to how the person you're playing against team of people do in their games, whoever's group of people does better basically wins. And they break it down by certain stats and everything, but basically it's just if your team and group of people just play better in their own personal games, you'll probably end up winning that week's fantasy football game.
Yeah, so when the league starts, when you start the league, you host a draft, and you can either auto draft, which the app will, that's the even better part. You don't even have to know anything because an app can draft all your players for you. But
those
you draft
are usually
the
ones that win. I'm just kidding.
And it does happen. They actually, the auto draft does draft good teams for the most part. But you pick all these players from all across the teams, like Jay was saying, and then based on how well they do, the team can suck that entire game. But if that one player did exceptionally well, then boom, that's a ton of points for you. And whoever gets the most points on your head-to-head, whoever you're playing, that's who wins for the week.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
How are points generated, though?
It depends on the position.
Oh, position.
There's a quarterback.
Gotcha. Yeah.
There's a wide receiver, which is the person catching the ball. There's a running back who's typically handed the ball, and then he runs.
Yeah.
And there's 100 yards on the field. And depending on how many yards a player... I don't know runs. If I'm going too
no,
deep.
No, you're going too deep. You're going too deep.
Okay.
Dave knows how to play football.
Okay. Well, just for anyone else listening, too. I mean, the points are accumulated. Like, basically, you want to get yards. You want to get the most distance, and you want to score. Yeah. If your player scores, whether you're quarterback, wide receiver, whatever... Boom, you get more points.
Okay. Maybe I'll join next year.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, it's a good way to learn the sport.
Yeah, you'll catch on quick, I think.
Yeah, if you... I think so too.
And then next thing you know, Dave's over here looking at his phone. He's like, how did he get another? What do you mean he got another interception?
Yeah, he's all yelling.
My QB is just killing me right now. Yeah.
I could actually see Dave getting really into it. Yeah. Like diving into the numbers of it all. And yeah, I can see that.
I mean, that's how it works when you pick like Pokemon for your team too. So.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same.
Similar system, exactly. Yeah.
Which I consider a sport too, Pokemon.
Yes.
Hey, with the way things are nowadays, I mean, esports is totally a legit thing at this point. I don't know if anyone doubts that at this point, but it is considered, and I consider it legit. Yep.
I know that those arenas consider it legit. I mean, you see the people cheering in there. Like you,
I know the sponsors and the paychecks do too.
Yep. That is a sport.
Hella money. Hella money.
Speaking of sporting events and arenas and things like that, I think we've all mentioned we've all went and seen sporting events. Do you guys have like specific events or anything that you witnessed that was really memorable to you guys in terms of sports?
I got to witness Kobe play. It was years ago, and I'm sure there's a lot of fans who have seen Kobe play numerous times because he was playing like a whole huge era, right? Yeah. The games that he played. But I'm just glad that I got to see him like a younger Kobe. I think he was still number 8 at the time.
Ooh.
And I got to witness like what had then become a poster dunk essentially. And you know, just seeing that stuff as a kid, I actually grew up, I promise you, I'm not bandwagoning. I grew up a Lakers fan because my auntie was a Lakers fan. And so she got me the jerseys. You know, we went to a Warriors game to watch the Lakers.
Standard issue right there.
Yeah, back then there was, oh God, so many Lakers fans.
The Kobe Bryant ticket pack. Oh Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just kind of cool. I'm just glad I got to witness him at least once because I haven't been to too many basketball games. But out of the ones that I went to, I'm glad I got to see Kobe play. So that's definitely memorable for me.
Wow.
That's a good one. Good pick, good pick. Rest in peace, Black Mamba.
Yes. Yeah, rest in peace.
That's one of the, we were lucky enough to have season tickets to the Warriors back in their We Believe years.
Ooh.
So
good times.
So just randomly, my Anna gave us, me and Noah, season tickets for, I think it was Christmas. So it was the first year that We Believe year. And we didn't know what was going to happen that year. We're just like, because they weren't that great prior. We just got it because Noah was really into basketball back then. So we're like, let's go to a couple of games and have them watch some of the greatest players and try and get autographs and meet them. And he was pretty lucky. He got on the floor like so many times.
I've never been that close.
It was crazy. Like during one of the playoff games against the Mavericks, this is when they upset them when there was the eighth seed and Mavs were one seed. He was, you know, honorary captain. They brought down like 3 kids and he got to meet Dirk Nowitzki and Baron Davis and Jason Terry. So we have pictures of him. He's this little dude just looking up at all the tall guys. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
But I got to witness a poster moment, the Baron Davis dunk over Kirilenko. I don't know if you guys remember that dunk.
Yo, I got a pin of that dunk.
Yeah, that dunk. Seeing that live, I mean, and just hearing everyone go crazy. Oh my goodness. I think when it was Rorical. But you know how amazing that moment was. It wasn't the best one that I've ever seen. We were actually in the building when Klay dropped 37 in one quarter.
I wasn't there, but my dad and my brother were at that game too.
Oh really?
When he dropped the 37 in a quarter. Yeah, they were at that game also.
Insane. It was, he couldn't miss. And, you know, they were winning, of course, and he just kept shooting. At the end of that quarter, I looked at Noah and all the other people around us. We're just, you know, everyone's excited because he's just draining everything. You look up and you're like, dude, he scored 37 that quarter? We're like amazed. We're like, you really don't know what's going on while it's happening. Because it's just like, damn, he's just drilling everything. You're just excited because he's making every shot. And then when you realize it's a record-setting quarter, you're like, holy crap,
we're witnessing history.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You witnessed history for sure.
Yeah, he dropped, I think, 51 that game. But yeah, it was one of those moments, and it's one of those moments, you know, I shared with Noah, which is great. We talk about it every time the season's on and they replay. We're like, yeah, we were there. And just to share that moment with him is pretty amazing in itself. But yeah, it's most of my favorite memories and being able to see something was mainly Warrior games. But we like I said, sports is big. I was lucky enough to go to several A's playoff games. They didn't do too well, but we did go to their last series win was back in like 06. They swept the Twins in the wild card series. So that was a big moment for me as an A's fan. And then Sharks playoff games. Just very fortunate to be able to attend, you know, all these games with Noah. It means so much to me. Because we always talk about it, and it's something that's what it's for. You know, it brings us closer, and we have that in common. And it's a really, really proud moment to be able to take him to all those games and to share the stories. So yeah, it's big.
That I'm sure that was one of the craziest things to witness. I'm super jealous. Like I said, my dad. It's funny. Yeah. We call my brother Noah also. So my dad went with my brother Noah to go see that game. Yeah. So they witnessed that also. And both of you guys went to Jeff. Look at all those coincidences.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's their story? Were they hyped and hella excited when they came
and
back?
And what's crazy too is like following that game, I think, I don't know if I'm getting the story right, but I think my dad's work was like giving away, it was a signed framed poster of Klay Thompson, I think, getting that last shot. Uh-huh. And from that game. And so it's signed by Klay Thompson. It's a commemorative poster with like a plaque, and it says 37 points, record breaking. And he won that from his work, which was, wow, I thought was cool because he got, dang, to go to that game and
that
he
is
won
nice.
That. Yeah.
Wow. That is cool.
Dave, how about you?
Me? Well, man, I wish I had experienced some cool moments like that, because man, I'm like, how do I even follow this? Because I mean, like, I guess the only thing I could really speak to is just attending, like, I mean, your basic like high school games and stuff, like volleyball,
those can be
wrestling.
Good too, man.
yeah. But I did go to like a few Giants games, but then they're more so just to hang out with friends and like cousins and family and everything, and I didn't really go for the game, but
it's kind
I did.
Of the beauty of baseball games, though.
yeah.
I really enjoyed, yes, the food, the drinks, and then just all the heckling going on in the crowd. It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
I think it's because one of those games was a Dodgers and Giants game or something.
Ooh,
so
those are always interesting.
Yeah. So I was like, damn. Like other moments that I remember growing up was just like, I mean, I wasn't there live, but then I do remember when I was still a kid, I think it was the 49ers might have won something. And then I remember all the houses and the car alarms were going off in our neighborhood. I don't know.
Probably
why.
The Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm sure it was
probably the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think the last one they won was 95. So you were still a kid in 95, right?
Oh no, this was in San Francisco when I moved to Vallejo like 1989. So
okay, oh okay,
yeah,
they won in the mid 80s too. So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Other than that, like I would say, other special moments that I remember is just all the times my friends or like my family would go rent pay per view for a Pacquiao fight.
Those are always good.
Super fun.
Yeah. Like, I honestly forgot about Pacquiao. How can I forget about Pacquiao?
How can we all forget about Pacquiao?
But man, it's just like you're cheering for him and everyone's taking shots. And it's hilarious watching all the aunties and their reactions. Like,
freaking out by every single punch.
So I don't know. I mean, that's what I really enjoy about watching sports, instead of, because I don't really follow it, but I do like enjoy like the kind of energy it gives people and people like, you know, put out. So yeah, that's my thing.
That's a cool thing about sports is like the camaraderie you can get from watching the sport or from attending like any type of game. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not fully into the sport, like you said, like from the food to the family and just the laughing. And it's a lot of fun either way.
I mean, one of my memorable moments isn't even because of what was going on in the game.
What was it?
But, I mean, one of my memorable moments because, you know, you were talking about Av, like how, you know, your son got to go on the court and everything. But one of my memorable moments was the first time I ever got to go to a Warriors game in a luxury box.
Ooh.
Yo, those luxury suites are so legit.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's, you know, fancy, really good food and drinks food and it's all and open. Drinks. You know, it's all just open there everything. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and when I was in high school, like, you know, we had to work for some kind of community service thing for graduation or before graduation. And one of my, like, things that I did was I worked grandstands at the local racetrack over Sears Point. And I was, you know, a kid bringing up all the food and setting up all that stuff. So I was like, man, one of these days, dude, I want to go to one of these suites. Nice. And I remember the first time I went to a Warrior suite, I was like, yeah, it is as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's a different feeling up there or in there. Yeah.
Awesome. These are all great stuff. And I mean, I feel like there's just so much more that I could dive into. It's just hard to kind of like, I'm starting to remember more. Like the more that you guys talk about stuff, I'm like, that's right. I
mean,
you mentioned the Giants playoff run. Like I went to a couple of games, like not like the championship of the World Series or anything, but like NLDS, I went to a couple of those games.
And three championships. Crazy. Crazy. Like those, I'm not a Giants fan, but everyone I know are pretty much Giants fans. There's probably only like three other A's fans that I know personally, but everyone's a Giants fan. So I was happy. For everybody, especially my family. Like all of them are Giants fans. So I'm like, I'm not going to hate, man. They're playing well. They're playing good. You guys deserve it. I'm happy. I'm going to celebrate with you guys. So yeah, it was wild, man. I just couldn't, I can't imagine being an actual fan of a team that wins every other year.
Yeah, you know, it was insane. And a lot of the games too, like for, you know, people that aren't Giants fans.
I take that back. The Warriors did that.
With the Giants was that every game was like, they were, I mean, that was like the ongoing saying was that, you know, Giants baseball is torture.
Because
during those runs, like the games weren't like, they weren't easy games. They were dig and claw and walk off home run kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2010, didn't it go to like seven games?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
2010? I'm mixing them all up. 10.
Oh yeah, one of those, I mean, it went all the way to the end. And yeah, like you said, they weren't easy games.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, I still remember when the Giants won the National League pennant in 2014. It came down to random ass Travis Ishikawa with a walk-off home run. Like, people don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, memorable moments I didn't see live, or I mean, like in person, but there's a lot of memorable
moments. There is so much. Like, you know, you're talking about Pacquiao and all the family parties, you know, they brought all us Filipinos together. And you talk about all the aunties that don't know shit about boxing, just rooting because he's a Filipino winning.
But their reactions were so
hilarious. Every slight punch, even if it's blocked or slighted, it's
like,
hi, hi.
Yeah, so that was definitely fun. And then, you know, Dave mentioned the Niners in the 80s. They were the team of the 80s, right? They won three Super Bowls in the 80s.
Yeah.
Dominant fashion, you know. You can't hate on Montana and Rice, you know.
Oh, man.
Greatest combo, I think.
I got it. See, this is just bringing up all these crazy memories that I just completely forgot certain things that happened. Like, I've met Montana on a whim. Oh. He used to have a house, I think, in Calistoga. Uh-huh. And I went with my folks, and my brother was a baby at the time. And we went to Calistoga here in California, and there he was walking with his wife and his two kids. And the kids were young at the time. They're full grown adults now, but
yeah.
At the time they were like, "Oh, you know, mom, can we go get some candy?" And it was cool to see how she was like, "You know, you can only spend $2 over there. I don't want you spending too much." Like, still they have all the money in the world, I'm sure, yeah. But still teaching them good values.
Yeah.
And at the time my brother had like a toy football in the car that we always brought with us. And I remember when we saw Joe Montana, I was like, "Dad, we have the football in the car. And I think there's a Sharpie in the dashboard." I ran to the car, grabbed the football, grabbed the Sharpie, ran back into the store. And I was like, "Mr. Montana, can I get your autograph, please?"
That's awesome. That's pretty good. Yeah,
I still have that football.
Dang.
I still have that to this day. I think we got it signed by Montana.
Wow. We should post that on their Instagrams.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send a pic for sure.
That's a great story, man. That's and awesome.
Even last year, I completely forgot. I witnessed them. Me and my dad went to the NFC Championship game when they beat the Packers to go to the Super Bowl.
Nice.
It's all these memories are just coming back. Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's what sports does. We're talking about sport. It's there's so much. I mean, families just do a lot. It revolves around mm-hmm. sporting events. You may not know it, but things happen. And just the story, the last two that you told, I mean, those are crazy stories. You went to the NFC Championship game. That's big.
I can't believe it. It was crazy to witness that. Well, that's another thing too, because you were saying families, there's like a lot of stuff that revolves around sports. I mean, even growing up and playing sports.
Yeah.
Right? You got all these different sporting events. Mm-hmm. Did any of you guys play sports growing up, Jay?
I was an NJB for a year.
NJB.
National Junior like Basketball
Association. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's funny because when my brother was young, he played baseball, and like when I was born and I grew up a little bit and it was time for me to play some sport, I lightweight wanted to play baseball, but I didn't play baseball because I was like, "Man, my brother played baseball. I'm going to play basketball." So I did basketball for a year and it was all right. I wasn't that good at it. So, you know, didn't really pursue that avenue. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, you know, we played sports with our friends. You know, we play basketball after school or whatever, touch football in the street, kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I skated for a few years.
Nice.
I mean, that counts as about a
skating
sport.
Too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we dabbled in a bunch of things. Like I picked up a tennis racket for a little while. That was kind of fun. You know, I'd probably do that again. It's harder than it looks, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it in terms of any kind of organized sports. Was probably that 1 year of NJB.
Nice. Dave, how about you? Did you play any sports growing up?
Do you guys count kickball? Just kidding.
Yo, kickball was serious in elementary school, my guy.
I mean, it's like baseball rules pretty much, just with a kickball.
No, yeah. No, it's just one of my fondest memories growing up in elementary school is it was specifically our fifth grade team. And then we started, the teacher started like a tournament between like fifth grade and sixth graders, and it's just funny because then like our class made it to like we were the ones that won and we beat like the sixth graders and everything too, so
nice.
Oh, man. Probably one of a proud moments in sports for me.
I had one of those too. Real quick, when you guys were like in junior high and it was like raining, they play dodgeball. When we used to do it, man, towards the end of the gym period, they would just start having two-on-twos and winner stays in. And me and a buddy did this, and we, you know, the two of us, clearly not top tier athletic material, but man, we stuck in there for like 3-4 games against some of the most athletic people in our class. And it's like, yeah, see,
those are the best. Yeah,
that's what
it's all strategy. It's the strategy.
Yeah.
I have a funny story with dodgeball, but I want to share it.
You're gonna mention it and then not like say.
I accidentally gave myself a black eye playing dodgeball. Wait.
Now you gotta tell us how, man.
We totally hijacked this, but yeah, Jorge, you gotta tell this story.
Oh shoot, sorry.
No, you gotta tell the story.
we'll go right back to Dave after that. So you know those jumpy houses, like with the trampolines, like a sky high, whatever they're called, but it's just basically a field of trampolines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to one. We used to go to this like I think there was a point where we were going once or twice a week to Sky High, to these jump houses. And they had a section where they did dodgeball. Okay. And so we go to play dodgeball. I think I was the last one left on my team. There was two people on the other side. And I thought I was pretty, like, at the time I was like, man, I got this. Right. And so these two guys, they had the plan to throw the dodgeball at me at the same time.
Okay.
And I don't know if they discussed this, but one went low and one went high. And I was like, I could dodge this. So what I do is I jump on the trampoline. I jump up, tuck my knees up. But since there's another ball coming high, I duck my head down with like extreme force. And I knee myself in the face.
Oh,
as soon as you said tuck knees, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So my knee went up, my head went down with like a lot of force, and boom, fell straight to the ground, got a black eye after that.
But did they hit you?
Yeah, that's the real question. Did they hit you? Let's go.
There it is. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Nice maneuvers.
Thanks. Worth it.
Worth it. I know we totally hijacked you, Dave.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I know you played other sports, too. What else?
Yeah, I mean, like, growing up, too, like, going to, like, friends' birthday parties, like, we'd play football and everything. And, like, I've mentioned, like, family parties, and I remember, like, my cousins and my siblings would always play, like, touch football, like, in the court and everything. That's always fun memories. But yeah, high school, I actually did a little bit of wrestling. I didn't really get to compete because I didn't get to compete though because I ended up injuring my ankles because I was like in the more like heavier class. Yeah.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because that happened to me too.
Oh, that happened to you too? See, like, so I was like in the heavier class. So like, man, Hell Week was like the worst. Like, but I was able to like hang and everything. I had to like, there's like one particular memory of one of our listeners named Chris. Have you met Chris? He's like in the chat sometimes on Twitch. But his brother was also like trying out for wrestling too. And he was like really big. So like everyone paired off during Hell Week. This is Hell Week is what we call like the training and stuff for wrestling. But I remember no one wanted to be his partner when we had to carry each other around the field.
Oh,
so man. I was stuck like doing the whole fireman carry like with him.
Holy shit!
So I mean, like after all that kind of training, I was like, man, I have to like get into the team and everything. So like it was fun, like wrestling and everything. Like I even like won a match against like our coach at one point too. But then it was one match where a guy threw me and then I landed on both my ankles like incorrectly. So like I sprained both of them.
Whoa. At the like, same time.
Yeah, at the same time. So that put me out. And that was like a winter like season. But come that summer, I started playing summer volleyball. But a whole bunch of our high school friends were playing like in that league and it was like super fun. I mean, we all were friends, but then we all ended up being on like different teams. So like I remember like our team was called Rise and Shine, and I remember like the first 2 years we weren't really necessarily like the greatest team because there's like a whole mix match of like different players and everything, and like you had your really good teams that were super good at like spiking and setting and everything, but come our senior year, like we worked really hard, and it was really cool to like be able to beat those teams, and we eventually like won the championship that year too. So that was another proud
humble
moment for
brag.
Me.
Yeah.
Dave the athlete on the low.
Yeah. I mean, he claims he's not into sports, but he's like a champion.
No, dude, yeah. Like
star athlete.
No,
probably got
like
the last spike.
I don't like watching. Like, yeah, I don't watch sports or follow sports. But like, if like, I don't know, it's a competitive nature in me. Like, I really enjoy like playing games and sports.
Yeah, yeah, stuff. Dave with the fantasy football, he's gonna take over.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dang, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's
pretty
awesome,
good.
Dave. Yeah. I want to play more volleyball. I haven't really tried. I haven't played that much. I've like, you know, when you go to a beach and you kind of like hit a ball around, but I've never really tried to play a game. I'd like to play.
It's
one time.
Super fun. They have open gym in Benicia, like by the library. But I don't know, when like, things, you know, with the times right now.
One day in the future, we should go. We'll check it out.
Definitely. I'd have to brush off my skills because it's been a while.
Well, he says that
for the first time,
walks onto the court and just immediately spikes boom, it into boom, our boom, nose. Boom.
Like, he's got the right shoes. He's got the knee pads. Yeah. No. How about you, Av? Did you play any sports growing up?
As a kid, not much. I played Little League baseball. Wasn't that great. I was really small as a kid. So like, I was always one of the shortest kids in class. Super skinny and just I didn't have that confidence. You know, I love the sports, I love the games, and I like to play, but just the confidence wasn't there. So I played baseball. I played baseball because, like I said, I loved baseball back then. And my two cousins and my brother were playing. So I was like, I want to, you know, join in. I mean, I played. I mean, I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't very great, good. But I just wanted to, I think I played one or two seasons. And then as an adult, that's when I really got going, because I joined like several adult leagues. I played like flag football. I got a dislocated pinky that's stuck. Like the football snapped my pinky, and I had to, and it got stuck.
It's stuck in there.
Yeah, definitely, so posting this on Instagram.
So
yeah, we gotta get a picture of that.
Dude, I got hella injuries I could post. I played a flag football league. I played an adult softball league every week. That got pretty competitive because you say. You play softball, and people say like, "Oh, that's softball. It's not nothing."
Nah,
but man,
that's so serious. My brother was in a softball league too.
Some dudes.
Have you seen a softball pitch?
Oh,
that windup is insane.
It's different. Women's leagues are, I mean, they use like fast pitch or whatever. But this is, you know, it's a softball toss, but still, it's
people
no
take
joke.
It serious. People take
people
it serious.
Take it seriously. Like they come in like they're like pro ball players. And when I first started playing, I'm like, what the dude? We're playing. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, we're playing soft. I thought this was like a rec league. But nah, man, it's legit. Like people like smash balls. And if you haven't gotten hit by a softball like off a bat, like super hard. Oh man,
it's not you fun.
It's not fun at all. It's not fun.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, I played that for like several years. Like it was a weekly thing. Like it was our Friday night was like going to the softball game. But my main sport that I started playing when I was a sophomore in high school, I think, was it a sophomore or was roller hockey, indoor roller hockey. And that was
in Daly City.
We played in Daly City. Yeah. It's because of the Sharks. When they first came to the league, the Bay Area, you know, kids wanted to play something new, and then hockey came about, and, you know, all my friends were doing it. So I'm like, okay, let's give this a shot too. And, you know, I fell in love with it. Started playing, you know, adult leagues out of high school. I started playing in San Francisco, where what do they call that park now? What Oracle Park or the Giants Stadium?
Yeah. Oh, it's Oracle now.
Yeah,
Oracle now.
It's Oracle Park. It's Oracle. Yeah. So back then on China Basin, there was a rink there for the longest time, and so we played out there. They moved over to Alameda. And then I think they stopped their hockey program. So I moved over to Oakland and played there for like the last like 2 or 3 years of my, you know, playing career.
That's right. The Sharks first started. They played in Daly City.
They played in Daly City, the Cow Palace. Yeah. So that's what really got us hooked. We used to go to the practices at the Cow Palace.
Dang, that's cool.
But yeah, hockey was the sport that I think I kind of excelled at. I wasn't the best, but I knew how to play the game.
You could get down on the skates.
Yeah, it was, you know, like it's rollerblades, but I mean, still, it's no joke. It's
defender,
it's legit.
Left wing, right wing, center. Where are we at?
I played center a bit. I liked left wing. I liked like sneaking up and being sneaky on the sides.
Sneaky.
But playing hockey, it was my two worst injuries that I've ever had in my life. I had to have ankle surgery one season because I tore ligaments in there.
Oh, jeez.
Someone just smashed me, like a brutal check. And I guess I landed, just like what Dave mentioned, how he landed wrong, but he just sprained his ankle.
Yeah,
I tore ligaments in my ankle when I came down. And when that happened, I thought I broke my leg or something. Just I thought I heard a snap. The pain was
God.
This is like no joke. So after that, I didn't know what I thought. I just sprained it. At first I thought I broke it. Then after everything settled, I thought, okay, it's just a sprain. So, and this was such a, it's like a slap in the face because I had to drive home and I was driving a stick at the time. The clutch with my left foot, I had to do that. After a couple days, I said, this is not just a sprain. So I went to the doctor and they said, yeah, you tore some ligaments. You're going to have surgery. So there's like a pin in my ankle. That wasn't the worst. And if you want to see pictures of my worst injury, I'll show you. This was the last season I played. So this was maybe 2 years ago.
You were still getting down with the hockey.
Oh yeah, I played a while. Yeah, I played, and it was a weekly thing. So yeah, it's like I said, I loved playing hockey. I wish I could play now, but they don't have any leagues out here. I mean, I think they have ice hockey leagues, but like ice hockey gets a little expensive. But this last injury, I took a slap shot to the ear. And it was wicked. Like it was at first I thought it just hit the side of my helmet and I just heard ringing. So I was like, I was skating off. Because I got hit. So I was like, I'm going to, I gotta sit.
You didn't even know?
I didn't know. I didn't know how bad it was. So while I was skating off, they're like, dude, you're bleeding. There's hella blood coming out
of your ear?
Out of my ear. Ooh. Not out of my ear. No, not out of my ear. Okay. It was from the ear.
Okay. Still gross.
So I was like, And being an athlete, I'm not, I don't want to say I'm an athlete, but playing sports, you're going to want to play, keep going. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just, wipe it off or whatever.
Throw a towel on this for a few minutes and I'm going to get my,
I actually did try to jump on after, but they said, no, you better come out because it might get hit again and it might be worse.
No concussion protocol yet.
No, I actually got a concussion too one time, but hockey's fun, but it gets dangerous. Even roller hockey, it gets rough.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, so they got me, it hit me like dead on the ear and it even like pieces fell off. And it was, disclaimer.
I mean, one thing I'm glad from my endeavors in anything athletic, like in skating, I'm just glad I never broke anything. But yeah, man, now bad. I'm like, hey, I'm glad I didn't do anything.
Yeah. So yeah. Pieces? So it was. It's there are missing pieces. If I look at the pictures right, I think there's some missing pieces. So it was. It kept on bleeding, and then like I said, it's. I think I got it to stop for a little bit. And I jumped back on and they yelled at me and said, no, you got to get off. So I said, God damn, I got to get off. So the next day I went to the doctor and they go, yeah, it's pretty bad. We're going to have to sew you up. And it took 9 stitches to close it up. And I'm telling you, it's the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. What? Is getting stitches in the ear.
Yeah. Oh my.
It's like the worst feeling. Oh my goodness. And I think I have a high tolerance for pain, getting hit and whatever. I don't really care. But getting the stitches, I was just like, I don't know if I could do this any longer. And I kept on telling the doctor, like, are you almost done? Are you almost done?
It hurts that bad.
Because it hurts.
Can you just hurry up?
They didn't numb it? Like there was no.
They did a little bit, but you could feel it. You could feel it still.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, we definitely got to throw a disclaimer on this episode in the description or something.
If you want to see pictures, hit me up.
Did it affect your hearing?
I was going to ask that too. How's your hearing?
I think I'm going.
You don't got like a constant ringing, like tinnitus or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, tinnitus.
So it kind of got the meat of it more than
ear. More like the inner ear or anything. It was just like right out here. Yeah. Okay. So it was, but it was bad. It was pretty bad.
That is pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm glad I could share that.
I'm glad to hear it, but glad it wasn't me also.
Dude, would you play hockey again? Because I kind of always wanted to get into hockey too, because I enjoyed hockey like during school.
I think you, oh man, I want to see you play that. I think you'll get it.
I think Dave is just cool, be good at anything sport, he tries. Man.
Just hit people. But I was not a rough guy. Like I said, you know, I said Lemieux was my favorite player, so I tried to finesse and skate. I had the enforcers on my team. They'll take care of all the guys. I'm just going to try and weave my way in and out.
See, this is where we differ. This is where you are a beast, because if that was me, oh no, ask my mom, ask Rylene, I would have been on the floor crying, like kicking and screaming.
But it happened so fast, you don't know, you know.
You'll just react.
If I saw blood, if I drew blood like that, I would have passed out. I would have just been passed out.
I'm going to show you pictures in our chat before you decide if you want to show the pictures.
I can do one of those blurred things first, and then have it like after.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Keep swiping if you want to see more.
Yeah. And I'm sure, there's probably listeners that have had major injuries too. And this is, you know, stitches and torn ligament in the ankle is nothing, you know, too crazy, you know, like a broken leg or, you know, whatever. But it's still, it all hurts in the same
way. Yeah, I was going to say, man. Yeah. That's the worst. Hurts.
Man, I'm a weenie getting my flu shot.
Gotta look away.
Which is funny because I have tattoos. I know, people always make fun of me. Like, how can you get tattoos? But it's different. Tattoos are small needles. A shot is like a everything goes touches. It feels like it touches the bone.
Really? But it's just like a few seconds compared to like a tattoo. Yeah. It's like a longer session.
I wish I wasn't this way. Trust me. Speaking of Av collecting injuries. We are a group of collectors.
Yeah.
Hopefully not injuries though. But
yeah, no.
Are there any sports memorabilia or collectibles or cards or anything that you guys collect or have collected throughout the years? Av, let's start with you.
I used to, I'm getting back into it now, is, you know, sports cards. Mm. That was my big thing right now. Yeah. Like growing up, going to the card shop like almost every day, maybe just to buy like one pack or something, or just to look. But yeah, sports cards.
Do you collect baseball too?
Yeah.
Even now?
I have a few baseball, basket, everything, it's funny.
I messed up, Av. There was like a full rack of Topps Chrome cards.
Topps Chrome?
Oh. Yeah, see, I knew. I didn't know you collected baseball.
It's all good.
Some lady brought out a box, and she put an entire rack of Topps Chrome, and I was picking up cards.
You mean a case?
Yeah, a full case. And I was looking for John Hicks.
Yeah.
And I picked up like some basketball cards for him because I know he's opening them on his stream.
Yeah.
And I left all the Chrome. I left all the Topps Chrome.
Yeah,
because they didn't want it. So
yeah, it's tough to like you guys said. Card collecting is like kind of serious now again.
And do you know, there's probably a real nice Mike Trout card sitting in that box. Oh
God, man! I'm just kidding. Man, Mike Trout's rookie card goes for hell of money.
Yeah, it does.
It goes for hell. But yeah, I collect sports cards. Were a thing that when I was younger, that was the thing for me. Sports cards, and then now with my son, or not now, but when he was younger, when we went to a lot of basketball games, we try to get there early all the time to get autographs of the players, and you know, we were lucky to get autographs from, of course, Curry and Clay and some of the other teams. We really went to go see the other team because we're like, oh, we'll see the Warriors every time we come. So, I mean, he was lucky enough to get like Dirk and Steve Nash and Tim Duncan and Ginobili.
Dang.
So, yeah.
think that's pretty cool, F. Yeah. Jay, how about you? Do you collect any sports memorabilia?
I used to have a lot of jerseys, but not anymore. Yeah, I guess I was more into sports, like a lot more, like back in high school. That's when I had a lot of jerseys and stuff, and I keep track of individual players, like in football and basketball and stuff. But now, not really much memorabilia, but I do have all the newspapers from all the Giants World Series wins.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cool, the Warriors wins.
Yeah.
I have all those. And then for the Giants, I have like all the World Series hats that I wore during each run kind of thing. Yeah. So kind of like memorabilia in a way, my own personal memorabilia.
Yeah. No, that is memorabilia.
Yeah. No, that totally is. I mean, I wasn't even going to mention any of that. I totally forgot I had that stuff too.
Yeah.
I have some newspapers. I have hats from the World Series and all that. Yeah. That's all good. Good moments in history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave, do you have any sports memorabilia?
Actually, you reminded me too. Like, I do have some newspapers too that I've picked up and I put in. Because I have a time capsule.
Ooh.
And I'm supposed to open it when I turn 50. But my family, my friends got together. We put a few things in the time capsule. And that was like one of the things that I put too.
Oh,
that's cool. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like collect sports stuff. So
just
like,
these
I do
gold
have
medals
a few...
from all the volleyball games I've won.
No. All the gold.
Just the tournament championship trophies.
Just my
trophies.
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, I do have like a few Funko Pops, Pacquiao, because, you know, he's Filipino.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, just because my dad is a big fan of him. I actually got it for my dad, but then like he's like, oh, what am I going to do with this?
That's exactly the answer I wanted. I'm going to add it to my collection.
Yes. And Stephen Curry, mainly because my cousin cut his hair, so that's like a big highlight too. And shout out to my cousin JR.
I completely forgot about all of that. And I work for him.
But yeah, that's just like, you know, one of those like proud moments. I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of my cousin JR. He's cutting like Stephen Curry's hair, and he's also cut like other athletes' hairs too, right? So
he's cut Doc, which is the coach for the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's cut DeAndre Jordan, Gordon Hayward. Oh wait, Aaron Gordon. Not Gordon Hayward.
Oh, Aaron Gordon. Yeah, he's a local boy. I mean, he's from San Jose.
Aaron
Gordon. He plays
Gordon.
For Orlando now. Yeah.
Dave, your cousin, JR, your cousin, he also had that documentary, like short documentary on hypebeast.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that documentary, he was basically talking about like how he cuts athletes' hair when he was living in LA. And mm-hmm. he was one of his main people was Stephen Curry.
Yeah. This definitely. So, yeah, that's one reason why I have that Funko Pop, even though I don't really follow the Warriors. And then wrestling pops, because, I mean, I grew up with wrestling. So, yep, those are mine.
For me, as far as collectibles go, I do have the Bay Area team's pops. So I have a Buster Posey from the Giants. I have the Jack, too, because I think my cousin had gone to the game and she got an extra
Pixar?
For me. Yeah, the Pixar night at the Giants during the Giants game. And so she got me the Jack from there. I have the Warriors pops. I definitely have all the Niners pops. Well, the ones that have come out, I'm picking up more from you later on, Ev.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Beehive Midtown.
Beehive Midtown.
BeehiveCollectibles.com.
BeehiveCollectibles.com. Yeah, this was cool. I feel like we could keep going.
Yeah.
So much stuff.
Oh, yeah. So you can definitely keep going.
Yeah. I could keep going.
I mean, even in pop culture, right? Like, we barely touched the surface on sports and pop culture, from like cartoons to different anime, movies, shows, and all that. There's just so many things we can touch on. So, hopefully, we can come back to this in a future episode. I like to keep going onto other things.
Maybe a more sports in pop culture kind of episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Definitely dive into that deeper for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. But that about wraps up our episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I do want to say, because we recently figured out the whole affiliate situation, we reached affiliate. Thank you to everyone that's been supporting us over there on Twitch, because that was new to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's been a lot of fun being over there and being able to actually interact. The main difference from the podcast to Twitch is when we record this episode, you guys can listen to it, but we don't get as much interaction, obviously, as we do on Twitch. So it's cool to be able to talk to you guys on there live while we're talking about certain topics. And some of you guys have even been kind enough to like donate bits and to subscribe, and we appreciate all of that stuff. So thank you. Thank you so much for that support.
And just in case Jorge hasn't made it clear, we actually are on Twitch now. twitch.tv/AverageNerdPodcast, I think.
The Average Nerd Podcast.
Yes. So catch us on there. Yeah, we'll be doing that, I don't know, maybe like every week-ish, every other week. Just give us a follow and then you'll get the update.
No set schedule or anything. I think we'll just kind of sporadically be on there here and there, so...
Yes, and if you haven't checked us out yet, we do a lot of different kind of things, from like interviewing artists, what else, like food tasting, Filipino food tasting.
Some of the guys just finished
unboxing.
Unboxing. We had a D&D session.
That we're doing like once a month.
They can also watch our past episodes.
Yeah.
They don't have to. I mean, if you want to go back and watch any of those, there was one live we had Mike Becker on, the founder of Funko. And if you want to go back and watch that, you could check out our YouTube channel, because we uploaded those episodes there if you want to go back and watch it. I think it's just The Average Nerd Podcast on YouTube as well.
Yes.
I think so. I hope so. It's in our link tree.
So if you find us on Instagram or Twitter and click on our link tree link, then you should be able to find all those URLs.
I think our channel doesn't have like a personalized link yet. So go to the link tree for the YouTube.
Yeah, there you go. Go to the link tree. So we definitely missed Juan this episode. I know Juan is also a big sports fan. He's a huge Warriors fan. So, I mean, I know he would have liked to have his input on here, but hopefully in a future episode, if we revisit sports, you get to see some of, or hear some of Juan's answers as well.
So, miss you, Juan.
Yeah, we miss you, Juan, but miss enjoy you. The baby. But yeah, so like we always do like to do at the end of each episode, we like to finish it off with a quote. And speaking of Juan, this quote was actually sent to us by Juan. So thank you for sending this in. And the quote goes, "Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever." Shane Falco, a.k.a. Keanu Reeves from The Replacements. The Replacements.
That's a movie we didn't even mention. Man, that's a good one too.
Yeah, that is.
Chicks dig scars, man.
Yeah, Av knows, man.
I know, a lot of stitches.
Was Anna a fan of the scar or not?
Nah, she was like, she hated me playing.
Freaking out just for the fact
that I was always getting hurt. She was like, "You're gonna hurt yourself more, so stop."
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay, so that quote isn't always true, but sometimes maybe for a listener, it might work. But thank you everyone for listening, and until next time, see you, nerds. In seventh grade, when I was playing basketball, I think I shot the basket on the wrong hoop.
I did that too. I've done that.
I shot it on the other teams.
How old were you?
Seventh grade. Oh, I mean, that's you. I was trying.
I had one of those moments too.
I'm sure I have too. Like, I wasn't the best at those sports.
Yeah.